Chapter 6. 2 weeks after, Elizabeth passed away peacefully in her sleep after battling tuberculosis that spread throughout her body to her bones. A letter was hand-delivered to William's residence. William's butler brought it to his study. William saw that it was a letter from Lady Kerry Maiden from the embossed envelope. He sighed and held the letter in his hand, sad to open it. Dear Lady Elizabeth, I write to you with a joyful mind. Your story fascinates me, and I cannot but express my surprise at your zeal and sadness towards your experience. I see a woman ready to make the world better for the less privileged. Accolades to you. Your story, as you have written, will be shared. I am working towards publication. Your message to the government and all relevant authorities will be well passed. I also compliment your view on women being encouraged to be a part of politics. Believe me, my husband and I argue about this almost every day. I would love to meet you one day and discuss further. Do not let me bore you with my words. Very soon we will meet to discuss in person. Farewell till then, my dear Lady Elizabeth. Your friend, Lady Kerry Maiden.